Welcome to New Consultant Recording 6, which is all about writing a vision statement. Now, a vision statement is a lot like the affirmations that you learned about in New Consultant Recording 5. It is a type of an affirmation, but it is more of a picture that you paint about your future life and everything that you want to attract or draw into your future life. And you also read this to yourself along with your vision statement. Along with your affirmations, morning and night. So this is kind of how you craft your vision statement. First of all, you make a list of five things that you need to do every day. Five things that if you don't do them, you're not happy during the day. So for instance, I know for me that I need to exercise daily or I'm not happy. Mainly running. Just love running and I'm just so much happier when I can get a run in. I love eating dinner with my family, so I need to have some family time every day. I just need to have devotional time where I can be alone with my thoughts and with God and reading and praying. And that might not be you, but that's me. That's what I have to do. And so forth. I have heard that other people, they need to make money every day. They need to be with other people every day. So you just write down five things that you just really feel that those things do need to happen on a daily basis or you don't feel balanced. And it might take you some time to write this vision statement because it might take you some time to think about these things. And then you list five values that you really think are important for a happy person to have. So maybe that would be honesty, kindness, spirituality, you know, integrity, just things like that, just five things that you think are just important values for someone to have. And then, of course, you've already written your huge list of things that you'd like to bring into your life because you had to do that to write your affirmations, and that list will come in handy when you're doing your vision statement. And then you write your strengths. Things that others have said that you're strong in and your talents and things that you feel talented in. So you kind of compliment yourself. And then you're going to list your weaknesses, things that either other people have pointed out to you that you need to work on or things that you just feel weak on yourself. And so armed with all of that, then you can start writing a story. So you're going to write a story about your life as if you are already living it. So you might say something like, I'm so proud of myself for earning my first Mary Kay car. It was so amazing when we went to the dealership and I just saw that look in my husband's eyes as we were walking up to the car just to see how proud he felt, and I was just so overcome with self-satisfaction and pride myself, and it was wonderful to see people who came to support me, and I loved that new car smell and knowing that I would not ever have to have a car payment again, things like that. If let's say that you want to be physically fit, then you talk about how it's amazing how much I've been able to push my body this year and how far I can run without getting tired. I love how healthy I am. It was so wonderful to go on a trip to Hawaii because maybe going on that trip was one of the things on your list. It was so amazing to go to Hawaii and be able to enjoy myself completely at the beach in my swimming suit and see the admiration in my husband's eyes and not feel really self-conscious about being there. I love that my children are so self-confident because blah, 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 blah. So you'll just go through the things that you want to do on that list and make sure that you've woven them into your vision statement, and that can be things in your business, it could be things in your life. Make sure that you have touched on those, the things that you value the most, the things that you need to do every day, that you have written all of that in there. So you're describing your life as you would like it to be, as if it has already happened. And the more detail and the more vivid you can write it, like a story that has unfolded, the more that your mind can grasp onto it and make that happen for you. And your vision statement, you need to really evaluate it probably every 30 days. Some things you will decide that you're not that, you know, you're not that set on anymore, and then you'll have also new goals that you set that need to be written in. So make sure that you put it on the computer so it's easy to edit. And then you should have it, some people have shrunk it down and laminated it, and they stick it right in with their affirmations, and other people just have it folded up, and others have it in a plastic sleeve, however you want. But it just needs to be handy with your affirmations so that you're doing that morning and night. So you need to spend a little bit of time over the next couple days crafting this vision statement. And I'm going to just really urge you not to barrel forward in your business without it, because this is your why. This is your reason why you do what you do in life. And if you don't have a really strong reason why, then you're easily defeated. The first time that you have any kind of disappointment, or a letdown or discouragement or negativity come into your business, then you're easily derailed from your business unless you have a strong purpose of why you do this. So make it a big priority to get this vision statement written. And then if you feel comfortable sharing it with me, I would love for you to send it to me and share it with me. If it's too personal, maybe you could just send me parts of it so I can see that you have written it properly, so I can make sure that it's just in the right form for you so that it will work. So I can't wait to see what you came up with when you were dreaming your way through your life.